From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rebecca Cook, reading Aftermath by Sharon Irvin. Now let's begin with Aftermath. Chapter 1. Wesley Stemmons opened the driver's side door, started to step out into the street, then hesitated. Was this the right thing to do? Was it time yet? He didn't know if there would be a right time. Now was probably as good as any. He would have to bait her to get her inside, but it was for her own good. She needed something. This was something. He pulled the door nearly closed, twisted and leaned his shoulder against the seat to face her. "Come on in. I'll fix us a cup of coffee and a pastry pop-up. Eating will make you feel better." Anna Fuhlenwider slouched deeper into the passenger seat and locked her hands in her lap.
"I'll wait here, thanks."
Wesley looked out at loose sheets of a morning newspaper wafting on the chill October breeze.
"Anna, I'm tired of you cowering around like some whipped dog. There's plenty of women who have..."
The warning look she shot him stopped his words. He returned her glare but couldn't help enjoying the look of her. The all-American girl, straw-colored hair, dark almond-shaped doe's eyes, tiny freckles nearly hidden beneath the dusting of makeup. Olive skin that bronzed in the sun. He missed her easy laugh and the old arrogance that had been absent for 6 weeks now. But she would be herself again soon, if his plan worked. And it had to work. If not this plan, then the next. He would keep at it until he got her well. After all, it was his fault. No, he wasn't going to get bogged down again in all that guilt. Not now. Not when she was right here, close enough to touch.